Now, we also find that silence has a way of sharpening the tongue. We have a marvelous collection of the sayings of these desert fathers called the Apophthegmata Patrum, or the sayings of the fathers, which have recently become very popular among Christians who are seeking the spiritual life. These are sharp one-liners, aphorisms, which contain a kind of gnomic wisdom which has been pondered in silence by these people who have devoted themselves completely to God. Now, a major development in Christian monasticism happened in the 6th century with Benedict of Nursia. Benedict of Nursia wrote a rule for monks. And his vision for monasticism was not living alone, but rather living together in what he called the cenobitic way of life. And that word comes from the Greek koinos bios, the common life. So Benedict envisioned a kind of monasticism that wasn't quite so heroic, but was available to more ordinary people. Yes, there was silence, but there were times of speech. Yes, there were hardships, but basically you dressed well and you were fed 3 meals a day. You even got to drink a glass of wine a day. Yes, there was prayer, but only about 7 hours of prayer a day. And that was combined with good, healthy, manual labor. Prayer and work was Benedict's motto. And for Benedict, the hardest thing to do for people is to live together. So he said in his school of the Lord's service, he didn't want people to be spiritual athletes who could go the longest without eating or drinking or dress most shabbily. Rather, the difficulty of life together in an intentional community was Benedict's form of monasticism. Now, Benedictine monks and all of their offshoots were the civilizers of Europe. They were the ones who taught Europe how to read, how to farm, and so forth in that long period that is sometimes called the Dark Ages, and also were the preservers of civilization through learning. So monasticism is a very important part of the history of Western civilization. This communal image of life is even found among Protestant groups, especially those of the Anabaptist tradition. For example, those called the Hutterites, who are not celibate, but who live in communities, male and female, that share their possessions and share rural agricultural work together. Another form of the heroic way of life is found in mendicants and millenarians, who embody a radical vision of Christian existence. The mendicants appeared in the Middle Ages. The word mendicant means a beggar. And the first mendicant was St. Francis of Assisi at the end of the 12th and the beginning of the 13th century. He was, and this is a classic story, much like St. Anthony, read the words of Jesus, sell your possessions, went out into the desert. St. Francis was the scion of a wealthy family of Assisi in Italy, very comfortable, very carefree. The vision of the poor converted him. He tore off his wealthy clothes. He sold all his possessions, and he committed himself to a life of a beggar, of wandering. And his followers, called the Franciscans, devoted themselves to a life of radical poverty and dependence on others. So for Francis of Assisi, the image of poverty and of the what he called the bambino, the poor baby Jesus, who was born in a stable, made him identify with the poor as a way of expressing the love of God. Francis of Assisi is one of the great heroes within the Christian tradition. He was so identified with Christ that he was a mystic. And in fact, he was the first person we know about who had the stigmata, those marks of the cross, a psychosomatic expression of mystical experience, the bloody hands and feet and side that developed in him when he was in middle age. Millenarian Christians are those who take the vision of the Book of Revelation very seriously and expect the near coming of Jesus, and therefore have tended to organize their lives as an anticipation of that coming of Jesus soon. We find this, for example, in the Radical Reformation in Münster in Germany, people expecting the New Jerusalem to occur, and they sell all their possessions, they live in common, and they wait in witness for the coming of the Lord. As I mentioned earlier in an earlier presentation, millennial Christianity is very much on the upsurge today. We find it expressions in a variety of forms. And very often, of course, it leads to disastrous experiences, as with David Koresh and the Branch Davidians in Waco a few years ago.